With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has broken ties with one of his longtime MAGA supporters in Congress. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
In a social media post, the president cut ties with Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. He said he would endorse a challenger against her in next year's midterms if the right person runs. The president described Greene as a ranting lunatic for criticizing the GOP over the government shutdown and for not developing a health care plan. She also supports the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files, something Donald Trump opposes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has issued two pardons related to the probe into the January 6, 2021 unrest at the U.S. Capitol.
One pardon is for a woman convicted of threatening to shoot FBI agents. Those agents investigated a tip that this woman may have been at the U.S. Capitol on that January day. In a separate case, President Trump issued a second pardon for another January 6 defendant. This person remained behind bars despite clemency for those at the Capitol Hill unrest.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Cities and states across this country are rapidly turning to artificial intelligence to improve road safety. Hawaii has handed out 1,000 dashboard cameras to monitor road conditions and reduce traffic fatalities. San Jose reports a 97% success rate in identifying potholes by placing cameras on its street sweepers. These and other efforts aim to address infrastructure issues and prepare roads for autonomous vehicles, which are still some time away, we're told. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas turned 90 yesterday, still clinging to power in parts of the West Bank, but weakened and unpopular. Critics say his long tenure without elections has left Palestinians with no leadership. This is SRN News. Tensions over the Israel-Hamas war have spilled into K-12 schools around the U.S., with advocates reporting a rise in anti-Semitism since the 2023 attack on Israel. Some argue that school leaders have failed to take the threat seriously. The Trump administration has not punished public school systems in the way it's hit colleges that tolerate anti-Semitism, but schools are still facing pressure to respond more aggressively. Lawmakers in Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Tennessee have passed measures to increase school accountability. A group of 17 transgender members of the Air Force is suing over what they claim is the military's unlawful revocation of their early retirement pensions and benefits. The lawsuit comes several months after the Air Force confirmed it would deny all transgender service members who have served less than 2 years the option to retire early and would instead separate them without retirement benefits. Shortly after coming to office, the president vowed to ban transgenderism. This is SRN News. Disney and YouTube TV have come to terms. Correspondent Bob Agnew fills in the details.
Disney and YouTube TV have reached a new deal to bring channels like ABC and ESPN back to the Google-owned live streaming platform. The agreement ends a blackout for customers that dragged on for about 2 weeks. Disney content went dark on YouTube TV in the night of October 30th after the two sides failed to reach a new licensing deal. Bob Agnew reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 16th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Miguel Sandoval, who is 74 years old. NASCAR Hall of Famer Terry Labonte turns 69 today. Actress Marge Helgenberger is celebrating her 67th. Former MLB All-Star pitcher Dwight Gooden has 61 candles on his cake. Jazz singer Diana Krall is also 61 today, and actress Lisa Bonet turns 58. This is SRN News.